And Health Canada has recently released the results of its 2020 Canadian Cannabis Survey, showing that a whopping 27% of Canadians had used cannabis in the last year. The Mental Health Commission of Canada recently funded 14 community-based projects aiming to explore, document, and destigmatize cannabis use in diverse groups. Dr. Rob Whitley is an associate professor in psychiatry at McGill University and is leading one of those groups making a documentary. I reached him in Montreal.
Why is it important to study the stigma surrounding cannabis use and mental health?
The Statistics Canada recently released some statistics regarding cannabis use, and it found that 27% of Canadians actually use cannabis, and of those 27%, around half of them actually use cannabis for medicinal reasons, and those reasons are actually quite diverse. It's often to control chronic pain, it's often to deal with things like arthritis, menstrual cramps, insomnia, anxiety. And research reports show that cannabis can actually be very effective for people with these kind of issues and people with mental health issues like PTSD. However, other research shows that people who use cannabis can actually be quite stigmatized by the general population. We have these derogatory terms such as pothead, stoner, toker that we use to refer to people who use cannabis. But these stereotypes are very different to the reality. So there's a huge diversity of people who use cannabis. For example, many military veterans use cannabis who received injuries in the field. Many former police officers who may have been injured in the course of duty. We know manual workers, blue-collar workers, who, again, may have received an occupational injury. People who have received sports injuries. Women who have menstrual cramps. So there's a massive diversity of people out there who use cannabis. And it's really important to destigmatize cannabis use and educate people so that they understand that these stereotypes are very outmoded and outdated.
What have you already heard about the stigma associated with cannabis use?
We've heard that stigma exists in many diverse places, but I think the one thing that we've heard so far, which is the most damaging, is stigma in the workplace. So that we've spoken to people, for example, teachers, we've spoken to office workers, we've spoken to people who work in retail, and they might take cannabis in the evening or to help them sleep or to control pain. They don't take cannabis at work, but they tell us that they would never, ever, ever talk about their cannabis use to their supervisors or even to people below them who work for them or to their colleagues because they fear that there would be huge stigma and stereotypes and repercussions as a consequence of revealing their cannabis use. Spoke to somebody yesterday who said that he's a senior manager in a company and he would never discuss this. Spoke to somebody earlier this week who was a janitor at a school, and he said he would never reveal his cannabis use, even though this person was a military veteran who was taking cannabis because of pain that he had incurred in the course of his duties. So we do see stigma and stereotypes in a variety of places, but I think the workplace is probably one of the places where we really need to aim to destigmatize cannabis use for health and mental health reasons.
How would removing that stigma make it less of a problem for those suffering from mental health challenges, as especially we know mental health challenges can stem from things like physical injuries?
There's a trendy term that we're using in society these days called inclusion. People need to feel included. People need to feel part of an organization, and it's not good to be part of an organization like a workforce or a workplace where you're secretively conducting in activities which are perfectly legal and which are shown by research to be effective in things like pain management and controlling certain medical and health issues. So we really feel it's important to create a kind of climate of inclusion for people who use cannabis and to try and educate the public and move away from these stereotypes that are very outmoded and outdated. We will be making a series of educational documentaries where we'll be interviewing people who use cannabis, a huge diversity of people, for medical reasons and for mental health reasons. And we'll then be showing these videos to workplaces, to universities, to colleges, to try and educate managers, to educate employers, to educate teachers, to educate professors, and really in an effort to try and kind of destigmatize the cannabis use for mental health reasons. So it's really my hope that the documentaries we're making will be educational. And if I may, I would like to encourage anybody who's listening who uses cannabis for health or mental health reasons to contact me if they would be interested in featuring in the documentaries. And they can either do it openly or on camera, or we can arrange for them to be in the documentary in a shadow or shade, because we know there is stigma out there and they might not want to have their face truly revealed to the public. But we're really looking for a diversity of stories from people across Canada, from coast to coast, and we would be thrilled if anyone in Newfoundland would be interested in being in the documentary, and they can contact me by email at robert.whitley@mcgill.ca. And we'd be thrilled to hear from them, and we could follow up with them after that.
Dr. Rob Whitley, thank you for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you so much, Ben. It's great to be on.